Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thank you for joining us on this year's Wrangler Fall Sports Specials. Today, covering the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions, July 23rd, a Friday in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. Our guest is Catherine Minthorn from Oregon, our head judge. Catherine, please explain to people that may not have never seen Indian Relay horse racing.
Well, it's thoroughbred horse racing, exchanging relaying like Pony Express relay riders back in the old days when the mail was delivered. There's four people on the team. It used to be just men, but there's a lot of women on it now. They have three horses, three people on the ground, and one rider. The rider comes in, exchanges on two different horses two different times. You've got a catcher, the holder that holds the exchange horse, and then a back holder that has the other horse. So all season long, these teams compete all over the United States, traveling thousands of miles, spending, I don't even know how they can travel this year with the price of fuel, spending all of their time and effort keeping those horses fit, keeping them healthy to make it to this race so that they can make a run for the championship of the year.
And it is very exciting races. I mean, you have NASCAR-style boxes in a six-team race. There's 18 horses on the track and 24 team members. It's wild.
Yeah, they're making their exchanges in a little tiny area. It's a 22-foot area. That's all these teams have. They've got two horses standing in there plus a third horse coming in, and they're doing all of that within that 22-foot boundary. So it's pretty amazing what they can get those horses to do. The most unnatural thing for a horse to do is stand with another horse coming at them 30 or 40 miles an hour. It's not natural for a horse to stand there and let another horse run at them like that. So what these riders and teams do with these horses is just flat amazing.
Well, it was absolutely thrills and spills. We've been visiting with the head judge. The results from day number one of the Championship of Champions look this way. Day one of three of the Championship Indian Relay Horse Races in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, July 23rd, a Friday night. Results look this way. In the youth relay, heat race number one, it was Arrow J, Lane Kadai of South Dakota, winning the 12 to 14-year-old competition. In heat race number two, S&M Express, Drew Nomi of the Crow Nation. In the women's relay, Saddle Butte Sisters, Mandan Hadatsa and Arikarar with Haley Vegan, your jockey, winning heat one. Heat race number two for the ladies relay, White Horse Racing, the first Navajo team in our racing competition, claims a victory. Heat race number three, Amiot Racing of South Dakota, a Crow team, Diamond Amiot, the jockey. The Chiefs race was won by South Creek, Tyrek Traversy of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe in South Dakota. The Maiden's Race, a close one, DTM Express, Shanoa Erickson of the Colville Confederated Tribes in Washington, winning the Maiden's Race. The Warriors Race was won by the Brew Crew team, Steve Brewer, the jockey. In the kids' relay, Blue Moon was the winner with Elijah Dubray. Heat race number two was won by Dancing Eagle of the Spirit Lake Sioux. The men's relay races, five heat races. Number one, Brew Crew, Ogallala Lakota, your leader with Tyler Cottier. Heat race number two was won by Young Money, Miles Murray of the Blackfeet Nation in Montana. Heat race number three, it was Omak Express with Tyler Peasley, the very talented jockey. Heat race number four was won by Thunderheart Express with Braxton Janice, your jockey of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. The final race of the day, number five, Dancing Warrior of the Ogallala Lakota Nation, winning it. Caden Brings Plenty, concluding day number one of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions. Thank you so much to Wrangler Jeans and Shirts for sponsoring these fall sports specials along these stations of Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.